Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's almost that time. It is coming up this weekend. It's the 183rd Stratford Fall Fair. We're so looking forward to it. All happening at the Stratford Rotary Complex. And with the Stratford End District Agricultural Society, Heidi Danan is here. Heidi, wonderful to see you. Are you ready?
Good morning, Jamie. I'm as ready as I'm going to be, I think.
So. Oh my gosh, Heidi. You do so much for our community with things like the Stratford Fall Fair. We've chatted before about it. It is coming up this weekend. It is a Thursday through Sunday. Right off the top, we got to mention it's free admission for this.
Correct. Once again, offering free admission, and there is free parking. You get there sooner so you can find some. But yeah, we hope that everyone can make it down. The weather forecast looks great for the weekend, so we hope to have a good crowd out.
Oh, fantastic. So we've got so much going on. What would you like to spotlight today? Again, there's more events being added, lots coming out. You can check the socials, but what would you like to spotlight?
So on the Thursday, like you mentioned, it's opening night. So there is always the family barbecue, which is really well attended, and it's for all families. And then there's the opening ceremonies, obviously, with the ambassador competition and yourself as our official opener.
Yes, thank you so much for asking. I'm so looking forward to it because the ambassador of the fair competition is always such a special part of the whole event.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this year we have two really strong contestants, so it will be really good.
Oh, that's exciting. So yeah, opening ceremony set for this Thursday with so much going on through the weekend.
Right. So yeah. And then Friday night, we also have our beer garden is opening up, and that evening is hosted by a DJ. So there'll be music from 4 o'clock on, which is really amazing. Saturday, obviously, is your 4-H shows. We do have our market for those market goers each week. It is from 7 till 11 in the north end of the parking lot.
Nice.
And after that, we actually have added the Touch a Truck event, which is being helped with by Elliott Motors. So they're helping us put that together, which will be a great event to add.
Oh, they're awesome.
And yes. And then Saturday evening, the beer garden is open again, and we have Highway 19 band coming in to entertain us.
Nice. So, now, I've had a question. Are there tickets for that, or is that a free event to get into?
Correct. That is a free event to come into. Anytime you want to pop in and take a load off, come up and visit us up at the beer garden. It's in the old bingo hall.
Perfect. There you go. It's going to be just a terrific weekend with Stratford End District Agricultural Society. And I don't know if we chatted about this last time, but I love the exhibits that are on display at the Rotary.
Absolutely. The exhibit hall usually is quite full. And so we do ask that everybody pops in and just sees all the hard work that everyone puts into ahead of time, especially the school children displays.
Oh, yeah.
They're so adorable.
They are.
And yeah, so it's really good to check that out if you can.
Right. And of course, we got the rides with the Campbell Amusements Midway. We cannot forget about that.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Definitely visit the campbellamusements.ca website, and that's where you can purchase tickets ahead of time. Thursday is Toonie Day, Friday is Kids Day, and Saturday, of course, is our Bracelet Day.
Oh my gosh. Again, we'll just share all the details again with StratfordAgriculturalSociety.com, the 183rd Stratford Fall Fair. And I do love the theme, that's the way we like it.
Yes.
And the spelling of way.
Yes, and the way we like it is to see you at the Stratford Fall Fair.
Excellent. Anything else that you want to spotlight? There's so much going on, really.
Right, yeah. Sunday, we want to end off the weekend with the annual, the lawn tractor races, which will be held on the north side on the green space there. So super excited about that, a new location. So hopefully that draws in some extra people.
And it's free admission for something like this weekend. So we really encourage you, if you just want to check out the exhibits or check out, you know, some of the displays and things like that, it's a great opportunity to do that and bring the whole family. That's
the thing. Absolutely. Absolutely. And now, of course, there's our farm to you, which is always a great way to see the side of agriculture and all the different animals that are in the county.
All right, so we're going to check it out this weekend. Again, a reminder, the opening ceremonies, if folks want to come, what time does that get underway?
Opening ceremonies start at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, and again, you're asked to meet at the Rotary Complex, and be a part of it. Enjoy, because as we have talked about, Heidi, we got to support these fall fairs through the area, and especially here in Stratford.
Absolutely. Fall fairs are taking a bit of a hit across the province with lack of volunteers, so anytime you want to come out and volunteer, we're happy to have you. But yeah, and attendance is a big thing, just to make sure that it is a successful event for everyone. And it's an opportunity for the whole town to come together.
Yeah, and support something like this with Stratford and District Agricultural Society. We'll see you this weekend. It's the 183rd, which is amazing. 183 years for this.
It is quite amazing. It is, I believe, one of the older fairs in province. So we'd like to keep it going.
You bet. We'll keep her going this weekend. Looks great for the 183rd Stratford Fall Fair. We'll share the details on our socials. Heidi, Dane, and Heidi, we'll see you at this weekend.
Absolutely, Jamie. Looking forward to it.